children's household chores have traditionally been assigned by gender. Girls vacuumed and washed dishes, while boys took out the garbage and mowed the lawn. In the last 30 years, as more and more women entered the workforce, relations between the sexes have changed a lot. But a new study shows that when it comes to chores, they haven't much. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
On a recent night at the Borders household in Friendship Heights, Maryland, 13-year-old Caroline helps her mother set up for dinner while her twin brother Kane does his math homework. Their mom says they are determined to make sure their chores are shared equally, so the twins were intrigued by a University of Michigan study showing that girls ages 6 through 17 do 2 more hours of housework every week than boys. Kane was surprised.
Because at all my friends, either they don't do chores or it's split down equally. I've actually never heard of a girl who did more chores.
Caroline says her female friends tend to do more chores, but she is struck by the different perceptions people tend to have about men, women, and housework.
Whenever I see cleaning ladies and people, you always think of them as cleaning ladies. You'd never think of cleaning men. And I just think that's almost sexist because men could also be doing that.
Over in Bethesda, Maryland, 15-year-old Ben Morris's mom asked him to make dinner for himself and his 12-year-old brother, Charlie. He thinks chores shouldn't be based on gender, but listen closely to Ben's thoughts on whether it would be a problem if women only learned chores like cooking and cleaning and guys only learned how to mow lawns and carry heavy loads.
Yeah, definitely, because it's not like everybody comes in pairs, so guys are going to have to learn how to cook, do laundry, and you know, generally from what my understanding is, guys aren't as good at doing that kind of thing. And, you know, they have wives and people who help them with that.
University of Michigan economics professor Frank Stafford is directing the research on the study of 3,000 children aged 10 to 18. He says not only are girls devoting close to 7 hours a week to household chores compared to nearly 5 hours for boys, boys are as much as 10% more likely to get paid for their work. Why?
One of the contending explanations would be sociological, that the young girls are more or less, quote, expected to do more housework. And so even without this incentive structure, they do end up performing substantially more housework and chores around the house than boys do.
The chores gender gap is almost double for adults, and coincidentally, for 15-and-a-half-year-old Shakira Ulmer. When she gets home in Weston, Florida, she does twice the chores that her 14- and 16-year-old brothers do.
When I finish my homework, I do laundry, I do the dishes, I sweep, I fix up my room, things like that.
Do you think that's fair?
No, but you have to live with it, right?
Shakira's mom, Pat Royal, admits it's true, but she insists it's not for lack of trying to be fair.
I vowed, because I was married to somebody who never did any housework, that I would not raise my sons to be that way. And so they've all been exposed to, you know, the same criteria, the same expectations. And the girls just seem to be more, boys could sit in the middle of, you know, garbage, and it doesn't bother them. It bothers the girls.
But Caroline and Kane's mom, Grace Morgan, thinks the differences in what chores kids want to do are more about personality than gender.
Certain kids like doing some of that house-related stuff. Other kids don't.
Morgan says as a parent, it's best to try to keep it fair, but play to your children's strengths or risk a big argument over every chore. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.